Hallelujah. Oh, put your hands together for Sao Todoko. All right. Can I get my puppet back? How many of you are enjoying the conference? Beautiful. What was the first secret I shared with you? The secret of what? No, say it. You don't have to lift up your hand. Are you writing notes? What's the first secret in the first session? The secret of what? Lukewarmness. Listen, don't be lukewarm. If you are hot, be hot. And I will encourage you to be hot. What's the next secret? The secret of what? I can't hear you. The secret of midstream correction. No, that was not the second secret I shared with you. Oh, that was the third secret, yes. Be faithful unto death was the first one. And the second one was the secret of lukewarmness. And the third one was secret of midstream correction. And the fourth one was what? The secret of the servants in the temple. And the fifth one I just shared is the secret in the sacrifice. And this one is called the secret of the little book. Sit up. The secret of the little book. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Listen. Listen. The world is changing. Things are changing. And by the grace of God, this church or the church or the family in which we are, we believe in education. Hey, sweetheart. We believe in what? Education. That is why all of you sitting down here, you must go to school. All of you sitting down here, listen, in this family, the least person is to end at a university. Shall I say it again? Here, you don't complete secondary school and say you are finished. If you don't want to go to school at all, you end at a university. Yes. And we believe in reading. We believe in learning. Because you see, the most important part of your body is your brain and not your breast. So you see that even at beauty pageants, at a point, they give the people microphone to speak. Even though we are looking for the most beautiful person, you cannot be beautiful and have an empty head. You cannot be beautiful and have much kenke and cotton in your head. We believe in speaking sense. We believe in education. We believe in innovations. We believe in doing things right. We believe in understanding. Because this church is a learning church. I don't know why we are not clapping. I've gone to school. I went to school. Right now, I'm on air. Fine protocol will not allow me to tell you what I do in life. Because when you look at me, you think that I'm a mechanic or I'm a plumber. I'm not. Went to school. May you go to school. Yeah. Educate yourself. Educate yourself. Yeah. The secret of the little book. Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Revelation 10, 1 and 2. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. My God. And he had in his hand a little book open. Everybody say, a little book. Say, a little book. A book will save your life. A book. A book is important for your life. And by the grace of God, in our church here, we have a father who has written books for us to read. And so you cannot be in this church and say that, as for you, you don't want to read. Listen, all the books Bishop Dakiwot Mills has written, they are books that young people can read and understand. There are secrets in books.
Yeah.
Most people never think that you can preach this thing to children. And there is no book Bishop Dak has written that I cannot preach it to children, including modern marriage. I can preach it. One day I'll have a conference, and the theme for the conference will be modern marriage. Yeah. I will explain it to you. I will explain it to you. Yeah. Yeah. Why it is important to marry and not to be a gay. That gate is a foolish thing. It's useless. I'm saying it's useless. Nonsense. I'm saying it's nonsense. They should come and arrest me and take me and go and kill me. It's nonsense. I'm a girl trapped in a boy's body. Foolishness. What is trap? Are you wiser than the God who created you? Are you wiser than God who created you? And amazingly, people who have gone to school have subscribed to this foolishness. I'm a man trapped in a woman's body, and you are now behaving like a girl. You are a fool. You don't know you are a fool. And allow the children, they should identify who they are. Hey, you not identify yourself. You are, hey, come. You are a girl. I say, are you not a girl?
I'm a girl.
You're a girl. How can this one tell me that he's a boy trapped in a girl's body? How do you convince me? Are you not a girl? Come and stand. Is she not beautiful? Is she not a beautiful girl? How do you tell me this is a boy trapped in a girl's body? That we should allow her to say she is a boy. Why? Why? We will not allow you to subscribe to that foolishness. Sit down. We are a boy trapped in a girl's body. What do you mean? What do you mean by that? It's a boy or it's a girl? It's just two. God created man and woman. That's what the Bible is saying. He created a man, made him man and woman. There's two options. You are a male or you are a female. What is trans? Trans male, trans female, trans. Right now, you tell me that you are a human being trapped in a cat body. That's where we are going to now. And that one you can't say it. You are a human being trapped in elephant body. Ma for here, mashikome. What type of beastly lifestyle is that? You are a human being. Say, I'm a human being. Yeah. And so we believe in learning. Every one of you must read and understand. Go to school. Those of you coming from Oshie, Chokome, and I hear you don't go to school. You don't go to school. You wake up, then you are selling plantain chips. Go to school and become a lawyer. Yes. And so here, our father who is helping me with the books, bring me the books here. Bring. Come. I need ashes. Hey, the bigger boys, please come. Bring me all these books here. Come, carry this thing and bring it here. I want to introduce the books one by one. Yeah. Very good. Abutre. Ah, you can't take it. So you take the books for me. Hey, Abutre. Can you come? There's cable under. There's cable under. Take it back. Yeah. They have hidden the cable. Okay. Hey, as I've come to Mandela, I'm spoiling things. So. Yes. These are books written by our pastor. Yeah. And you see, people want to attack what we are doing. You hear people say that, why do we hold his books to preach from it? Let me answer you. And that we don't hold the Bible and now we hold Bishop Dark book to preach from it. Let me answer you. If you have never been to school before, let me answer you. All of us who went to school, we were taught from books, true of us. Yes. We were taught from books. And the books even have scriptures in them. So the scripture in the book and the scripture in the Bible, what difference does it make? Well, what type of envy is this? And these are books that when you read, you understand. This one, it says, those who forget. You need this book more than pastors. You people here, you need this book. Very soon, you are forgotten. One day, a parent came to tell me. She knocked my office door and she came Sunday morning. She said, Pastor, I want to tell you something. My son, he says that when he grows up and becomes rich, he will not look after me. I called the son. I gave him a knock on his head. Foolish boy. You have not even become rich already. You are speaking foolishly like this. Those who forget, never forget your parents. Never forget God. Never. You should know where you started from. Never forget. Today, look at two people sitting down. Your face is black. I've come here and I'm preaching to you. One day you stand up and tell us that you don't like this church again. We are nonsense. We are apes. We are monkeys. We. This church is a cult. God bless you. God bless you. Those who forget. Another one. Those who leave you. Say those who leave you. Yes. We have those who leave you. Those who leave you. Hey, a lot. One of you is a devil. Those who accuse you. Those who are dangerous sons. This one, you need to read it. Those of you, the bowl they serve your father inside, that's the one you used to eat. They are dangerous sons. The glass that they serve, you pour your father's drink inside, that's the only glass in the house you use in the house. Be careful. You are a dangerous son. Yes. Those who are ignorant. Those who pretend. Those who are proud. Wise as serpent. This year, I had a conference at La Rose of Sharon, and this was the theme. What it means to be wise as serpent. You must have this book. It will make you wise. Yes. Another one. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. I had a conference on this one to this year at where? Teshi, La Scala, Lily of the Valley Cathedral, Teshi. Yeah. Name it, claim it, take it. Sweet influence, how to neutralize curses, art of leadership. Are you a class prefect? You need this book. School prefect, get this book. Are you a school prefect? Who is a school prefect here? Hey, KFC people, you are all prefects. All school prefects, stand up. School prefects. If you are a school prefect, stand up. SP, or GP, girls prefect. Hey. Hey, Who made you a school prefect? Who made you a school prefect?
My teacher.
Chese, the whole school, they've not seen anybody. You are the one they have seen. You are a school prefect. What class are you?
Class one.
Why? Your school is only up to class one. Form three people are in the school. And you are the school prefect. Ever say, hey. Boa. Boa. Try to say, unya school prefect to be a. You are a class prefect to say you are a school prefect. Okoshemu kra no nya on your class prefect or your cardboard monitor. Sit down. Don't worry me, sit down. Amen. This one, a good general, the art of hearing. This is a new book that was launched during the homecoming. Judas, who is he? Wow. Those Who Are Mad is also a new book. It was released. Those Who Are Mad. I would say Those Who Are Mad. A lot of people are mad. And they are walking around. Mad, mad boys and girls. Yeah. Next year, I'll have a conference on this book. Those Who Are Mad. Yeah. Some of you are suffering from schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is madness. Paranoid delusions. Hallucinations. Yeah, auditory hallucinations. Yeah. Say, many are called. It's a book. Ministerial Ethics. Yes, you need it. Those of you who behave basa, 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 basa. You go to a place, they give you food. After eating, you have chewed the bone. Crack, crack, crack. Village boy, you need ministerial ethics. Say, yeah, the deal was public now. Some of you can eat you lick all your hands in public. You're a villager. You need this book, Ministerial Ethics. It will help you. It will help you. Daughter, you can make it. You need it. Demons and how to deal with them. We have a lot. Anakazo, forgiveness made easy. Victory Secret. This is the one we are doing. Victory. Hey. Top 10 mistakes pastors make. Next year, I'm going to have a camp on this book. And it will be called Top 10 Mistakes Young People Make. Top 10 Mistakes Young People. You should be in that camp. Top 10 Mistakes Young People Make. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I have another one here. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Next year I'm going to have a conference on this one. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. We have a lot. Now, all these books, yes. And then popular Model Marriage. But don't read this book now. Don't read it. If you come, we will not sell it to you. I won't sell it to you. If I see you reading this book, I'll beat you. I'll knock your head. I'll kick your buttocks. Don't read it. It's not good for you. You wait till I preach from it. A lot. Hallelujah. Yeah. But I am talking to you about a book. Everybody say a book. Say a little book. Yeah. A little book will save your life. A book. All these books are called little books. These books. Oh, clap for Bishop Doug Edward Mills again. Yeah. Number one, the little book will be sweet in your mouth when you read it. It will be sweet. Listen, you must read at least one chapter every day. One chapter every day. When prophet is talking, they talk about Macarius and all that. You think it's not good for you? You think Macarius is only for pastors? No, it's also good for you. It's good for you. You need to have it. You need to have it. The secret of a little book. In Revelation chapter 10 verse 9, he said that, and he said to me, take it, eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth as sweet as honey. Next one. A little book will be bitter in your belly. A little book will launch you into your four dimensions of greater ministry. A book will take you far. A book. May you all become avid readers. There are secrets in books. May you become an avid reader. Yeah. You see, one of the advantages of reading is that it improves your grammar. Some of you cannot speak English continuously for 5 minutes. When you speak the English, you have to add gun or tree. Your English is not good because you don't read. From today, it is changing in Jesus' name. Oh, I said from today, it is changing in Jesus' name. From today, we are all going to read in Jesus' name. Yeah. Every one of us must read. Every one of us must read. I am commissioning all of you that every... Hey, see what you are doing. See what you are doing. Put your leg down. I am not a normal pastor. I'm not normal. May you receive the secret in reading. Some of you must have storybooks and be reading. You have to read storybooks. You have to read the Bible. You have to read the books written by our father, our prophet. Read them. There are secrets in it. I pray for you that may the secret of the Lord dwell with you. A secret to change your life. A secret to make you important. A secret will bring you honor in the name of Jesus. I want to pray for you. Stand to your feet. Can I get some people to carry this thing to the stage? Baraka Satabaya. Maladibo Sike Brandabaya. Yes. Nobody should go out. At this point, when I find you going out, you have disturbed me, and I'll disturb you. Nobody should walk out. Lift up your hands.
You reign, you ancient Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your...
I've not called anybody. Why are they coming? They should go back.
You reign, you ancient Zion King.
Who is helping me to sing?
Kadosh, Kadosh.
Can I get about 2 or 3 people here?
You are mighty on
and you. I need professionals to be on the keyboard and the drum. Not people who will be sleeping.
You reign, you ancient Zion King.
Lift up your hands and sing it.
Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne.
You I need professionals.
Reign, you reign.
Lift up your hands, everybody.
You ancient Zion, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty. You reign. You reign.
Don't you have anybody playing the drums?
You ancient Zion.
Don't you have a drummer? We need a drummer.
Kadosh.
Lift up your hands, everybody.
You are mighty.
The Holy Spirit is about to touch you.
You reign.
Lift up your eyes.
You ancient Zion's King Kadosh. You are mighty.
Lift up your hands, everybody. Come back.